Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 14th. Today's word is travail, spelled T-R-A-V-A-I-L. Travail is a noun that means work, especially of a painful or laborious nature, toil. It can also mean a physical or mental exertion or piece of work, task or effort. Travail can also mean agony or torment, or it can mean labor or childbirth. Here's the word used in a sentence from Adweek.com by Robert Clara. Time and again, the company made shrewd business decisions that, through the many travails of two centuries, has left it standing. Etymologists are pretty certain that the word travail comes from tripalium, the late Latin name of an instrument of torture. We don't know exactly what a tripalium looked like, but the word's history gives us an idea. Tripalium is derived from the Latin word tripalis, which means having three stakes, from tri, or tree, meaning three, and palus, meaning stake. From tripalium sprang the Anglo-French verb travailler, which originally meant to torment, but eventually acquired the milder senses of to trouble or to journey. The Anglo-French noun travail was borrowed into English in the 13th century along with another descendant of travailler, travel. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.